case number 11,075, Cora Bergen, west of Road 362, Parker House Road, north of Mahogany Street, being lot 36, Block L, within Shady Dell Park development. A variance from the front and side yard setback requirement.
Is she going to testify, sir?
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Merle Layton, 34551 Rock Santa Road, Frankfort, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Thank you. We're here tonight. My name is Merle Layton. I'm here on behalf of Cora Bergen. Susan Parr has passed, so she's wouldn't be able to attend. We're asking for a side and front yard setback for 37509 Mahogany Street. It's for a handicap ramp that was put in for Ms. Parr. And you have the survey, got the survey, right? The mobile, the previous owner before Ms. Bergen and Ms. Parr bought the mobile, placed the mobile. When they placed the mobile, they placed it 1.1 foot into the setback in the rear west corner. When they put the ramp on, due to the closeness of the mobile to the sideline, they had to build the ramp 5 feet into the setbacks so they could move the wheelchair around in there. Also, on the front, the ramp was placed far enough out so it reached the paved area of the mobile so that they could get easy access to the ramp on the paved area and not have to go over the dirt area of the mobile. The mobile was placed on the lot in 1981. Again, it was placed by a previous owner. The side door was built that way so they could move the wheelchair around when they were trying to get Mrs. Parr in and out. And I have a letter from Shady Dell and also from a neighbor. I think you might have one of these letters already, guys, but there's from the Homeowners Association and there's from the neighbor on the west side where we're asking for the variance with no objection to it. When this ramp was built, it was a project between the church and the Lions Club, and both of them thought they were in compliance with it. Apparently not. But I also have the building permit application. I have the building permit, if anybody would like to see those, that they went and got.
No.
Ms. Bergen would like to keep the ramp on there, due in case she would need it for any medical reasons later on, because Ms. Bergen is getting older, and she's just afraid that if she had to tear it down, she might very well have to put it back up, guys, if she has to keep the mobile. The variance will not affect any adjacent properties. It will not alter the neighborhood. It will not affect the public welfare. And the variance we are requesting, which is the two side variances, one for the mobile, one for the ramp, and the front variance for the ramp, is the minimum that we would ask to be in compliance with these setbacks.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
No.
Okay, Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Moss?
You say that this mobile was set excuse me, before she purchased it?
Yeah, it looks like it was set in 81 is when it was originally set, because that's the year of the mobile. So I would assume the year that it was made and when it was set was close to it anyway.
Mrs. Isaacs, I assume that there was a CO issued. Okay.
Yes.
No other questions?
Mr. Brick?
No.
And Galloway, I have no further questions. Okay. Hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Layton did submit a letter from Shady Dell Homeowners Association in favor of, and the neighbor that is impacted in favor of.
Favor. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for that. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none. I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11,075 based on the testimony given of the applicant's medical history here, and also the reason of a variance is not is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, that the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is the minimum that will afford relief. And Mr. Mills, our housing, right? Member of our housing, we had attended that class for the housing committee on handicap ramps.
Right.
Okay. All right. So with that,
ADA said, takes a precedent?
Yes.
But they don't have a disability here, per se, yet.
So with those reasons, I'd like to recommend we approve the case.
All right, have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,075. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickers?
Aye, also, for the reasons.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Rickers?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,075 is approved at this time.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.